This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. All right, today's episode is for you if you are feeling like you're stuck in a rut, not quite motivated, not exactly where you want to be at in life. If that is something that applies to you, if you're at this stage in your life right now where you've got huge ambitions, you've got all these things you want to do, but for some reason, there's a gap between where you are and where you want to be. And I think that you're really going to enjoy this episode. Today's episode is actually going to be a sample book summary from a book called The 10X Rule by Grant Cardone. This book, man, will fire you up. If you need that inspiration, that motivation, that spur to get after it, this is the book that you need to read or listen to. And I'm going to give you a sample summary. If you want the full summary after you listen to this, you can pick it up over at getflashbooks.com or getflashnotes.com. And without further ado, baby, let's dive right in. This is The 10X Rule by Grant Cardone, audiobook summary narrated by myself and available at getflashnotes.com. This is a Flashbooks audio summary on The 10X Rule. The Only Difference Between Success and Failure. Written and published by GetFlashNotes.com. Narrated by Dean Bakari. Original author, Grant Cardone. Making big promises is what Grant Cardone does. So it comes as no surprise when he tells us that his 10X rule will guarantee success beyond your wildest dreams. But this isn't some cheap gimmick or shortcut, because the 10X rule requires you to rethink everything you thought you knew about business and life management. Cardone is on a mission in this book to help people bust out of the confines of average, normal, and practical. In order to achieve the massive results that he promises, you've got to be prepared to start taking massive action. This means setting sky-high goals and busting your butt to achieve them. It means doing 10 times more than your colleagues and competitors in order to not only rise above, but set the example for all others to follow. The big ideas from this book will also teach you how to banish fears, excuses, and procrastination by showing you how to assume control over all aspects of your life, even the things you imagine are beyond your control. Cardone will show you how to say goodbye to being a victim of circumstance and say hello to becoming the master of your life. Here's what you'll learn about in this book summary. Why setting your targets high, impossibly high, is the necessary first step towards beginning to take massive action. Why you need to assume responsibility for everything in your life, even the situations that seem entirely down to bad luck, hurricanes, bad economy, illness, etc. And finally, why it's crucial that you are prepared to overcommit and then obsess about following through. Crucial quotes. Quote, "This is the focus of the 10X rule. You must set targets that are 10 times what you think you want and then do 10 times what you think it will take to accomplish those targets." Quote, "Success for anyone or any group is ultimately a positive contribution to all people and all groups as it provides validation of the possibilities to all." Quote, "I suggest that you become obsessed about the things you want. Otherwise, you are going to spend a lifetime being obsessed with making up excuses as to why you didn't get the life you wanted, unquote. Tweetable summary. Set massive goals, back them up with massive action, learn how to dominate your field, and don't rest until everyone knows your name. Big idea number one. Aim 10x higher and do 10x more. Quote, a person who limits his or her potential success will limit what he or she will do to create or keep it. Whatever we seek to accomplish, writing a book, losing weight, achieving the perfect relationship with our significant other, Cardone tells us that the desire to achieve those goals is the crucial element to achieving them. But too many people try to set limits on their desire. They tell themselves and others that they don't need wild success. But this kind of thinking is dangerous. Why? Because when we limit the scope of our desire, we limit the scope of what we're willing to do to achieve our goals. Cardone pleads with us to forget ideas of practicality and reasonableness and adequacy. The only way that we'll ever achieve any measure of success is to reach for the stars and to take 10 times as much action as anyone else to reach them. While some insist that setting impossible goals kills motivation, and that it's better to underpromise and overdeliver, Cardone actually retaliates that this line of thinking is foolish. Lofty targets will only spur you on harder to do more and try more than anyone else, and that even if we fall short, it's better to fall short from a massive target than to fall short or even reach a puny one. Cardone set a goal, for instance, at the same time that he was writing this book, to start his own TV show. Countless people told him that such a goal was foolish, that he had no chance. But by the time he wrapped up the book, he actually had multiple production companies interested in producing his show and had companies lined up who were tripping over themselves to become part of his program. A target most people called impossible had been achieved. But setting the high target is actually only the first step. The second step is to take 10 times the amount of action that you think is necessary to reach that target. For Cardone, when he was first starting his consulting business, this meant making 10 times the number of cold calls in a day that he thought necessary or even reasonable. It meant pushing himself to his outer limits to achieve his goals. And Cardone insists that the magic of his rule is that the more action you take, the more energized you become to do even more. When we've got puny, uninspiring goals, we tend to feel lethargic and unmotivated to achieve them. On the flip side, when we've got huge, ambitious goals, we feel empowered and invigorated to take action towards achieving them. Bottom line, set massive goals, take massive action. That is the 10x rule. Big idea number two, approach success as your duty, responsibility, and obligation. Quote, treating success as an option is one of the major reasons why more people don't create it for themselves and why most people don't even get close to living up to their full potential. Unquote. Many people live mere existences, according to Cardone. They drift along without trying for success because they view success as not that important and as a matter of happenstance. But he insists that success is actually an ethical issue. It's ethical that we have a duty to strive for it. Just as a parent considers it their duty to give their child the best possible opportunities in life, so it is the duty of each and every single one of us to give ourselves the best opportunity possible as well. None of us live in a vacuum. We have friends, we have family, colleagues, even employees who want and perhaps even depend upon us to succeed. We owe it to them and ourselves to commit to achieving success. In addition to this, Cardone tells us to break from the myth that success is a zero-sum game, when the reality is that there is no shortage of success. One person's success does not limit the amount of success that someone else can achieve. On the contrary, success breeds success. When we surround ourselves with people setting those high targets, taking massive action, it energizes us and gives us good examples to follow and role model. And in turn, our success spurs others on. Big idea number three, stop acting like a victim. Quote, to get to where you want to go in life, you must adopt the view that whatever is going on in your life, good, bad, or nothing, is something caused by you. Unquote. It's possible to come up with 1,000 excuses for why we've not achieved success. Poor health, not enough capital, a bad market, acts of God, and so on and so forth. Cardone encourages us to throw out all excuses, to assume control and increase responsibility over everything that goes on in our lives. This does not mean acting like a complete control freak. It means preparing ourselves for whatever comes our way. He uses the example of the electricity going out in his neighborhood. In this situation, he could A, blame the city for the blackout, B, whine and play the victim card, or C, assess the situation and next time be better prepared for a blackout by purchasing a backup generator. Now, if you think the answer is C, ding, you're right. You've just won a one-way ticket to Responsibility Island. There are plenty of ways, always, to combat the unfortunate occurrences that happen in life. This is what it means to assume control and increase responsibility. Once we accept that we, i.e., you, are responsible, solely responsible for what happens in your life, your brain will come up with 1,000 ways to spin situations in your favor. These are so much better than 1,000 excuses for why you're failing at life. A victim is a slave to circumstance, but when we assume control, we become the master of our own circumstance. To help us get there, Cardone recommends that we constantly remind ourselves of a single, simple mantra. Nothing happens to me, it happens because of me. Nothing happens to me, it happens because of me. Might be a good idea to write that down in all caps and put it up somewhere where you can see it on a daily basis. Hey, it's Dean. Listen, if you enjoyed that sample summary on the 10X rule, I'd invite you to come on over to getflashnotes.com to finish listening to it, to listen to the rest of it. And while you're there, you can listen to the hundreds of other personal development and business book summaries that we've got available on our site. You can come on over to getflashnotes.com again and finish listening to this as well as all the other ones that we've got. Again, that's getflashnotes.com. I'll link it up for you in the show notes. Until next time, go out there every single day and live like you give a damn. It's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.